I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. It turned out to be a pretty wild weekend in Pocono. The Camperon Trucks kicked things off in their regular season finale. Chandler Smith picked up the win, his first at Pocono and second of 22. Zane Smith was named the regular season champ for this year. He'll be joined by Chandler, defending champ Ben Rhodes, John Hunter Nemechek, Stuart Friesen, Christian X, Tyler Majeski, Carson Hocevar, Grant Enfinger, and Matt Crafton in the hunt for the 22 Truck Series Championship. The Trucks begin their playoffs this weekend at Lucas Oil Raceway. The Xfinity teams had a great race Saturday evening at Pocono, with the exception of Jeff Burton ending up on his top on the front stretch, mostly one or two car wrecks. Justin Allgaier won stage one but was plagued by troubles in the pits. Noah Gragson won stage two and kept the steam going to lead most of the final stage. Gragson put on a great battle with Ty Gibbs in the final 15 to 20 laps. After a final lap exchange of the lead, Gragson did come out with the win, his third of the year. Ty Gibbs, Josh Berry, AJ Allmendinger, and Sheldon Creed finished top five, and the Xfinity teams had to the Indy Road Course this weekend. The Cup teams had a bit of drama before the race. Kurt Busch, who had a bad wreck in qualifying on Saturday, was not cleared to race due to concussion symptoms on Sunday morning. Ty Gibbs made his Cup Series debut, filling in for Busch, and finished a respectable 16th. That wasn't the only pre-race drama. The 42 and 43 teams were penalized for missing metal screen on the rocker box of the cars. Their crew chiefs were ejected, and both teams lost 35 points, and that was even before the race started. Austin Cindric and Eric Amarola spinning brought the only cautions of Stage 1. Kyle Larson got the win. In Stage 2, Josh Balicki, Denny Hamlin, Corey LaJoie, and Ty Dillon all had single-car spins, and Kyle Busch took the win. In the final, pit strategy shook up the order a bit. Kyle Busch led most of it with 23 to go. Ryan Blaney wrecked off Turn 3. On the restart, Denny Hamlin dumped Ross Chastain in Turn 2, and they had to restart again. Hamlin held the lead and won the race. That was until post-race inspection. The 11 and 18 were both found with extra material on the front fascia. Both cars were disqualified and taken to the R&D center for further investigation. As a result, the win was given to Chase Elliott, who finished third originally. It marks his fourth win of the season and 17th of his career. Tyler Reddick, Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, and Kyle Larson finished top five. Michael McDowell, Martin Truex Jr., Bubba Wallace, Eric Jones, and Austin Dillon rounded the top 10. The Cup teams are also racing in the road course at Indy this weekend. And just in case you didn't hear, Chase Elliott won the final SRX event in Ohio on Saturday, and Kyle Larson picked up the ESPY for the best driver. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, July 25th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire, with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.